Welcome to Chilling with Teddy G, an authentic black channel empowering the black community and capturing the modern day black reality through investigative journalism. I'm your host, Teddy G. Hello to all of my melanated kings and queens, my brothers and sisters in Africa, as well as South Africa, and to my listening audience around the globe. I welcome each and every one of you back to another episode of CWTG. As you know, I'm Teddy G, your host, and on this channel, ladies and gentlemen, everybody knows that we discuss anything and everything with absolutely no sugar, no frosting, and definitely no mayonnaise. So y'all run right quick and go grab yourself a favorite cup of coffee, tea, latte, whatever it is you prefer to drink, your cold ice water, and join me for the next few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, as I answer some a text message that I received about why do I always start my show with that we don't sugarcoat anything, we don't put any frosting on it, and we definitely don't use any mayonnaise. He wanted to know what that meant. So I'm going to give this explanation again for the ones, my new listening audience, who may not be aware of exactly what that means and why did I use that commentary. But we're going to get into that right after I do some housekeeping, because you know at the studios of Chilling with Teddy G, we have to keep all our dirty laundry clean with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976, under Title 17, Section 107. Allowances made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringing. Nonprofit, educational, or personal use tips the balance in the favor of fair use. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so let's talk about it. I'm going to answer this email from Mark of Rockford, Illinois. Well, Mark, the reason why I use that phrase is because this show is unfiltered. It's basically what that means. And to give you an understanding of that is, you know, people who put sugar and cream in their coffee don't like the way the coffee tastes by itself. So they filter it up. They put some cream in there, they put some sugar in there, and then all of a sudden, the taste is pleasing to them. Okay? It's the same way with a piece of cake. People put a frosting on the cake because they don't like the way it looks or like the way it tastes without the frosting. Same way with a fried bologna sandwiches. And if you're a melanated individual, you know how a fried bologna sandwich slapped between two pieces of bread with nothing on it is absolutely delicious to us. But for the Mzungus and other people in that category, they have to put something white like mayonnaise or Miracle Whip on their sandwich in order to make it pleasing to the eye and to the taste. And that's what I talk about, ladies and gentlemen, when I do my stories. I try to dispel the false narratives that lamestream media puts on a lot of these stories. And I'm going to use a current event, ladies and gentlemen, to give you a detailed explanation of what I mean when I talk about this this damn mayonnaise and how they spread it on real thick in order to divert you from the real issue and paint a false narrative on stories that they bring to you. This is the whole reason why I tell you at the beginning of this show that we don't use any sugar, any frosting, and definitely no mayonnaise. So I hope this brings clarity to you, Mark, on the reason why I speak that at the beginning of every show, because other commentators and hosts of other shows, especially lamestream media news, will tell you about a story, but they'll paint a narrative, in most cases, not all, a false narrative about why it happened. Okay, and we're going to go to Dr. Rashad Ritchie, who has a show on the TYT called Undisputable. And he gives an excellent explanation of what I mean when you have these Mzungu commentators try to spread the mayonnaise on these sandwiches very thick in order for you not to see what the real story is. Let's get into that. We had a recent mass shooting by a Mzungu in the Highland Park, Illinois, ladies and gentlemen, where all of the people were celebrating Independence Day and they were watching a parade. And we had this mass shooter go in and shoot over 70 rounds, ladies and gentlemen, into the crowd of the people that were in the parade, people that was on the sidewalks watching the parade, where he shot over 30 people and killed 7. But when you get to these right-wing anchors and they give you their perspective on why he did what he did, they spread the mayonnaise on the sandwich so thick and they put so much sugar in there that they got a wide audience, ladies and gentlemen, who actually believes the narrative that they paint, which was totally false. And Dr. Rashad Ritchie, he brought up 3 right-wing anchors that was a absolute must for me to use as an example on the reason why when we tell you the stories here, ladies and gentlemen, we bring them to you raw. And we don't paint no false narratives as these 3. And mind you, not only are they right-wing anchors, but all of them are Mzungus. Let's go directly to Dr. Rashad Ritchie as he talks about this mass shooting and shows you how thick these right-wing anchors put the mayonnaise on this bologna sandwich.
Mass shootings are tragic, but literally, virtually, every white conservative commentator blamed everything and everybody but the shooter or guns. Here's Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson.
Look at Robert Bobby Cremo. Would you sell a gun to that guy? Does he seem like a nutcase? Of course he does. So why didn't anyone raise an alarm? Well, maybe because he didn't stand out. Maybe because there are a lot of young men in America who suddenly look and act a lot like this guy. It's not an attack, it's just true. Like Cremo, they inhabit a solitary fantasy world of social media, porn, and video games. They're high-end government-endorsed weed. Smoke some more, it's good for you.
Did you hear that? He's blaming what this guy did on government-sanctioned marijuana and the fact that he looks like an idiot.
Numbed by the endless psychotropic drugs that are handed out at every school in the country by crackpots posing as counselors. And of course, they're angry. They know that their lives will not be better than their parents. They'll be worse. That's all but guaranteed. They know that. They're not that stupid. And yet the authorities in their lives, mostly women, never stops lecturing them about their so-called privilege. You're male, you're privileged. Imagine that. Try to imagine an unhealthier, unhappier life than that. So a lot of young men in America are going nuts. Are you surprised?
Yeah, it seems as if he's justifying the activity of this particular mass shooter. He is blaming women as well as the authorities in general and some government-backed marijuana that obviously Tucker is probably on himself.
Now listen to that. You hear that? See, that's mayonnaise. Spread it on thick. He ain't blaming the shooter. He's not blaming government policies that allowed this man to purchase these weapons. He's putting it on government-issued marijuana and women. He's diverting the narrative. Okay, he's shifting the blame to somewhere else. And this is also something, ladies and gentlemen, that I call a staying on code. Okay, and Mzungus are good for that. They're good for staying on code to protect each other. protect what they do, to shift the blame somewhere else other than where it actually should be. Let's go back to Dr. Rashad Ritchie.
Interesting factor here is that Tucker is not the only one. Here's more.
Now, on the mass shooting in Illinois, indications are that Robert Cremo was a regular pot user. Now, one look at him, and to the untrained eye, he looks like a complete psychotic. Have you ever seen anyone looking like him? And what can regular pot use trigger in young men in particular? Psychosis and other violent personality changes. Not everyone, but a significant percentage.
Listen, what?
A significant percentage. That's what you heard her say. Let's listen to that again.
What can regular pot use trigger in young men in particular? Psychosis and other violent personality changes. Not everyone, but a significant percentage.
Less than 1%. But that's called a significant percentage, according to her. That's why she did not cite the percentage study. In addition to that, remember, none of these hosts have said one word about the fact that policies passed by state governments permitted this mass shooter and other mass shooters to purchase, obtain, and carry the firearm. Guns, guns, guns. Don't attack the culture. That's the line they have decided to take. They're not talking policy. They're talking rhetoric, but it's working to their audience. Here's what O'Reilly said.
But you, JB, are not going to stop loons, and you won't stop crime, drug gangs, because they're minority gangs. That's why you won't stop them, you phony. You aid and abet this murder in Chicago every blanking day. You.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? If you didn't, I'm going to play that so you can hear it again. The mass shooting on the 4th of July from this insane individual, he's blaming it on minority gangs, which has absolutely nothing to do with what this guy did. He's not even a minority, he's a Mzungu. So how are you associating what he did to minority gangs? Please make that make sense. Listen to this idiot.
And you won't stop him? You phony. You aid and abet this murder in Chicago every blanking day. You. Don't be sanctimonious with me.
O'Reilly needs to sit his ass down. O'Reilly literally blamed minority gangs for the July 4th mass shooting that had nothing to do with a minority gang. Put up the Three Stooges.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are.
All three of these individuals, O'Reilly and the crew, while they do not coordinate their efforts, they're on the same page. Why are they on the same page? They're on the same page because they believe in the same rhetoric and they understand the art of misdirection. You see, change is coming. Slow, but it's happening. And they feel it. And so when they feel the pressure, they create commentary. They create directives to deflect you from the reality of what's happening. They don't want their followers, their viewers, to realize that the people who are talking to them, well, they're the ones who are part of the problem. All right, any thoughts on this?
So essentially what I think all three people just did was confirm the ideology of replacement theory, right? No matter which way you try to slice it, dice it, or blame it, what it shows is that this particular group of people feel like they are being replaced, they're not being seen, the fact that they don't have opportunities that they desire are not problems of their own, but everything outside, all outside entities, be it, right, people of color, be it women, or whatever the case may be. That is how dangerous this particular ideology is and why we need to get a hold of it now. And we need to do a better job of allowing these type of commentators to spread this type of propaganda. Because what we'll continue to see is that young men like this will buy into this theory as opposed to just doing the self-work.
Now you know what sugar frosting and mayonnaise is when they cover these stories up. Mark, I hope that gives you a clear understanding of the reason why I use that term at the beginning of every show, because you won't get that here. We don't use any of those things. We give you raw, uncensored news that is not covered up with some lame excuse why these Mzungus commit these heinous crimes that they do on a daily basis. This is what we call sugar, frosting, and mayonnaise. With all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and end this broadcast. Mark, we do thank you for your question and your concern about the reason why we make certain, say certain terms and things around here. My current and advocate listening audience knows, but we want to help the newcomers like you understand the reason why stories or channels like this, ladies and gentlemen, are very important, so you can get the real truth and the real story, and then you can form your own opinion and not be have your mind bogged down with the false narratives that these Mzungu right-wing anchors want to post and put out there for you to believe. We have a lot of individuals, ladies and gentlemen, who they believe these stories or these narratives that they paint. When I've tried to tell people, even long before I started this podcast show, that if you want to believe something that lamestream media puts out there, strip it down to just the bare facts. You know, if they say that there was a mass shooting and, you know, several people died, several people were injured or whatever and whatnot, that's the bare nuts of the story. That's what you can believe. But when they start painting these narratives about why it happened and give you these excuses about what they say is the reason why it happened, get rid of that. Strip that down. It has no basis, and usually it's a lie. It's a narrative that they want to paint because, ladies and gentlemen, they stay on code. Or they want you to just believe something that simply just isn't true. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. I tell y'all these stories and I give y'all these facts because I love you guys. Loving you guys is my food. Teddy G is hungry each and every single day of his life. And until God grants me the opportunity to address you guys again, I bid each and every one of you peace, love, and soul.
It's hard to access affordable, healthy food. Then listen carefully. Daryl Addison, an African-American inventor, has patented a process for growing food on demand. He called it Torpedo Pot. Torpedo Pot is a fully automated flower pot that gives you control over your plant's environment. All you do is add soil, seeds, and plants to the flower pot and watch it grow. Yes, Torpedo Pot grows the rest. Visit www.torpedopot.com.